back to the Rat's Nest Podcast. Today is a patron-voted episode, and the patrons have voted for a game of Patch TCG. If you don't know what that is, it's a little... not a card game quite, but an inspiration tool for modular that kind of gives you suggestions and progressions and disruptions to spice up your patching. So all I've done is shuffled the abstraction cards together, and then also in a separate pile shuffled the progression and disruption cards. Then there's also interaction cards in there from the volume 2, which does stuff with the cards themselves. So it's like repeat the last card or pick a card out of the discard pile that you've already done or something like that. Or draw 3 and pick one of them, kind of stuff like that. And basically, all I've done so far is drawn one abstraction card, and it says, use only a single sound source. So I think we're going to go with the Cursus here. And what I'm doing is kind of similar to, I think, last week's episode. I'm going into the VCF3DB. I'm sending the odd to the databender and the even to the mimeophone. So we're kind of splitting up the frequency spectrum of this oscillator and sending the odds and the evens to different effects. And basically I've just got the Cursus going through VCA, and I've got the sine wave out of the Pico R&D going into the CV of the VCA. Might change that at some point. But I think it's time for our first progression disruption card. Choose a module, patch an output to an input. Okay. Feel like the easiest one to do that with is the VCF3DB, because it's got a lot of outputs and inputs. So what I'm doing is just taking the sum output that we're not using, and I'm sending that into the CV input of the second lowest band. Here's without, a little bit cleaner, and then with that connection, kind of adds a little bit of grit. I think I am also going to start modulating some of the inputs on the Cursus Teratas for a little bit more variety. So I'm using the diode chaos, all three outputs, to modulate the width, structure, and center. And then I'm also using the sample and hold out from the Pico R&D to modulate the algorithm, or the Debuchet Fourier Walsh modes. Let's get something more interesting into the VCA CV. Now I'm using the smooth CV out from the swamp to modulate the VCA, and I've changed the algorithm mode to be modulated by the step CV out of the swamp, and I'm using the sample and hold out from the Pico R&D to modulate the range, the bass, alto, treble input. So now sometimes we're getting an octave up, two octaves up, and two octaves down. For another progression disruption card. So the next card is flip a coin if heads double the clock rate and have it if tails. So the thing is, I've got kind of multiple clocks going here right now. I haven't really synced them up, but let's do that, and then I'll flip the coin. So now I'm just using the Pico R&D to clock everything. And this is kind of the tempo we are at. I'm going to flip, not a coin, but my little qubit passive mult thing, like hexagon thing where you like plug patch cables into it. Came with the data bender. I actually use it all the time now for multing the clock, because I usually end up using like all my stackable cables just to mult the clock everywhere. And that's kind of annoying. So I do use this little thing that they gave me. But one side has a qubit logo on it, and one doesn't. So the qubit logo is heads, and let's see what happens. We got a tails, so we must have the clock rate, which I think, let's be scientific, I will now send this clock into a clock divider that says divide by two, instead of just trying to feel it with the knob. That seems not precise enough for this. Let's just keep drawing from that progression disruption pile. Here's an interesting thing about patch TCG. Sometimes it just tells you you're done. Like it just did. Start from scratch or you're done. So I think that means this is gonna be a multi-patch episode. Gonna have to do another game. Well, continue this game. But I'll leave you with this patch first. So for the next abstraction card we have, use no modulation, only your hands. So I've got just a simple three module patch here with the mimeophone going to the databender, going into the Desmodus Versio, and I've got the mimeophone self-oscillating with the repeats and the halo all the way up. The zone is all the way down, so we get audio rate, and it's kind of tuned volt per octave if we were to modulate the micro rate. But if you press the flip button, kind of like resonates on a slightly different note. And then it's really satisfying to go back to the original drone. And I'm messing with the color to kind of brighten or darken the drone. And I'm also messing with the corrupt knob, because that's our DJ filter on the databender. Which gives us some interesting stuff to play with. Of course, there's also the bend and the break. Right now, those are both kind of at noon. I've got the internal clock going on the databender. And on the Desmodus, we're just getting some reverb. I'm in shimmer mode. Size and density all the way up. 12 o'clock on the mix, 10 o'clock on the region. Yeah, so this is just a fun, like, three-module challenge that I basically came up with, because you can't really have a whole bunch of modules if you're trying to perform it all with your hands and no modulation. I think I want to do is build on this patch, and I think I'm going to discard this abstraction card and draw a new one, because I can't just do that for the whole episode. That's not very interesting. So our new abstraction is roll dice. Sequences are that many steps long. That's good, because I don't have a sequence going yet, and we can start one up. I'm going to roll some dice here. I think it makes sense to roll like a d6 and a d10. And then, because that'll be between 2 and 16. Which wouldn't make a lot of sense to have a sequence that's one step long. And 16 is generally the max of things like the Ornament and Crime and SQ1 and stuff. Got a 4 and a 7, so our sequences will be 11 steps long. Thank you. that color knob. Really does a lot. See, I've just got an 11-step sequence going on the Ornament and Crime. We're in pentatonic minor. And I've also clock synced the data bender. Now that we've discarded that no modulation card, while it is fun to play with the knobs, I think I'm going to use the Diode Chaos to modulate the color, as well as the Corrupt on the data bender. Let's draw a progression disruption card. All right, for each connection, flip a coin if heads unpatch. Let's try it, but we don't have too many connections, thankfully. I'm just going to roll the d6 and we'll do evens, we keep it patched, odds, we unpatch it. So let's start with the clock from the Pico R&D into the Ornament and Crime and the data bender. So that's odd, so we unpatch it. But that doesn't necessarily mean we can't patch it somewhere else. Let's get a clock from the end of splice gate from the morphogene. So now, next connection, let's go Diode Chaos to the color. Odd again. So I think I'm going to move that connection to the DIY Swamp Smooth CV. And now Diode Chaos to the Corrupt. Odd again. Let's do sample and hold out of the Pico R&D, which is now desynced from the morphogene clock. Let's do the pitch sequence next. I don't know if this dice is rigged or not, but that's another odd number. They've all been different odd numbers, at least. Still all odd. So I suppose let's sequence with something else. You know what? I'm going to try an unquantized CV source. Let's go step CV out of the swamp. Going to go ahead and unpatch our clock output because we don't need it. The data vendor has an internal clock, and that would be the only thing we were clocking. Nothing else is synchronized. And now our abstraction is kind of nullified, so I think I'm going to stop there with the connections, because then we start getting into unpatching our sound sources, and then we'll just have nothing. So let's do a new abstraction as well, because we've kind of stopped this one. Use every output on each patched module. Okay, well, that's gonna be a little difficult. Well, actually, mostly just need to patch the outputs of the swamp and the Pico R&D. Because all of our audio modules don't have other outputs. Actually, Mimeophone has trigger outputs for the rate, like the tap, I think. So I just need to patch that somewhere too. Let's patch that into the audio in on the swamp. And then let's figure out where we're going to patch all these CV outputs. Got the swamp CV going to the bend now, the data bender. Thank you. So, let's see here. I'm using the Swamp and Tonic audio outs from the Swamp to go into the Mimeophone. Got Mimeophone all the way wet, though. I'm using the Ring Mod out to go into the Halo. I'm using the Clock out to go into the Pico R&D. And I'm using the Sine Wave out from the Pico R&D to modulate the rate of the Swamp. So we've got some fun cross-modulation going on there. Using the Pulse and Random Pulse outs to trigger the flip and the hold on the Mimeophone. Sample and hold is going to corrupt. I'm using the noise output to go to the break of the Databender. And yeah. Lots of weirdness now. Okay, so I got a thing that said turn every attenuator up by half. Don't think I really have attenuators on anything. The color one is already all the way up. There's no attenuator on Halo. Or I don't think I have any of the bend, break, or corrupt attenuated through the Databender, so already done. Swap, attack, and decay times. Also kind of not relevant in this patch currently. Add noise. Well, we're already using noise. Come on, patch TCG, I'm way ahead of you. Turn every attenuator down by half. Nope. Draw an abstraction. It doesn't replace any others. So an extra abstraction. Use audio as your clock. Well, I'm not currently doing that. Let me just molt this trigger out that I'm also using from the Mimeophone to go into the audio in on the Swamp to also go into the clock in on the Swamp. And see what that does. And then my next thing was another interaction that says replay the last played card, which is draw an abstraction, and it doesn't replace anything. Use gates as modulation. I'm also kind of already doing that, and I'm not sure what else I have to modulate. Oh, except I can use gates to turn on and off the bend, break, and corrupt. But I still must use every output from a module. So I guess let's go with the Rampage. And I can use some of its outputs to cross-modulate itself. And then, I don't know. We'll see. Thank you. I forgot the corrupt doesn't turn it on and off. It just cycles through the corrupt modes. But basically what I'm doing is I'm using the output of each function from the rampage to go into the exponential CV in of the other one. And I'm also using the min and the max to go into the rise and the fall of one of each of them. Using the rising gate to go into the bend and the break on the datamender. And I'm using the B greater than A gate to go into the corrupt. And now I'm going to probably use some more of the outputs to modulate other stuff on the datamender and Desmodus. So now I'm using the falling gates to modulate the freeze on the datamender, as well as the mix on the datamender. And then I'm using the end of cycle from one of them to trigger the freeze on the Desmodus, and then the other one is now clocking the datamender. Okay, choose a module, unpatch all of its inputs. So I guess we're gonna be rolling dice here. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 modules. I guess I'll roll a D8. Just going from top to bottom, left to right. No, 1, 2, 3, blah, blah, blah. We got a 5, so Rampage is 1, Datamender is 2, Pico is 3, Swamp is 4, and our Mixer is number 5. That's fine, because we don't really need it. I just kind of used it in case we needed extra audio inputs, but I can just patch the output of the Datamender right into the Desmodus. easy. Now choose a module patch every connection. That's going to be a little harder because that's between all the modules. Want to roll like a D12 plus a D20. I'm not sure if that's even enough, but I'll count once I roll. So 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 is the even VCO from Bafaco. Where am I going to patch it? There's like no inputs left on anything. Oh, I've also just realized the time, because there's a shorter patch before this. So this is probably good for this episode. Maybe I'll continue as a bonus episode. But thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to support it, head on over to patreon.com/nullphiinfinity. NULLPHI infinity. I'd like to give a shout out to the people who currently support this podcast: Gray Series, David J, Patrick O'Brien, Joby Springsteen, Tom Davis of the Patched Podcast. Check it out if you're looking for more patching goodness. Rick Post, Tiny Frames, John Bruce, James M. Bland, No Elbows, Joshua Crutchfield, Oscar Brask, and Zoe Asta. Thank you for supporting this show. It means a lot. As always, I'll see you next week for more patching.